Even let it overflow. Akachimeke is blessing someone. Akakaya. The rain of miracle is falling on you today. Oh, let it fall. Even let it overflow. Akachimeke is blessing someone today. Akakaya. Favor is coming my way. Promotion is looking for me. Miracle just day happen. Akaya, akaya. Favor is coming your way. Promotion is looking for you. Miracle just day happen.
Our hymn this morning is stand up for Jesus. Hymn 89, page 87. Watch what he if while you sleep he suffers away with shame and fear. Yeah, and he meets with evil within you or without child. Stand in his strength alone. The armor flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor. Each piece put on with prayer. When duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand
stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day, the noise of battle, the next, the victor song. To him that overcomes, a crown of life shall be.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We are going to take a prayer. In Luke 24, verse 6. When they came, he said, he's not here.
Il n'est pas là.
But he is risen.
Il est ressuscité.
He is not here.
Il n'est plus là.
But he is risen.
Il est ressuscité.
We are going to pray.
Nous allons prier.
The troubles of life.
Les troubles de la vie.
The enemies of destiny.
Les ennemis de la destinée.
The challenges of human life.
Les défis de la vie de l'homme.
You will not meet me where you left me.
Tu ne verras plus là où tu m'as laissé.
The troubles of life.
Les troubles de la vie.
The enemies of destiny.
Les ennemis de la destinée.
The challenges of human life.
Les défis de la vie humaine.
You will not meet me where you left me.
Tu ne me verras plus là où tu m'as laissé.
The troubles of life.
Les troubles de la vie.
The enemies of destiny.
Les ennemis de la destinée.
The challenges of human life.
Les défis de la vie humaine.
You will not meet me.
Tu ne me verras plus.
Where you left me.
Là où tu m'as laissé.
He was in the grave.
Il était dans le tombeau.
When they came back.
Et quand ils sont revenus.
He was no more there.
Il n'est plus là.
The troubles of life.
Les troubles de la vie.
The enemies of destiny,
les ennemis de la destinée,
the challenges of human life,
les défis de la vie humaine,
you will not meet me,
tu ne me verras plus,
where you left me.
Là où tu m'avais laissé.
My Father, my Father,
my father.
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah.
As I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
troubles of life,
the
enemies of destiny,
the enemies of destiny,
the challenges of human life, you will not meet me, where you left me. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we want to thank you. Blessed be your name, mighty God. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change, you never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are
too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. I have come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. I have come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You've proven yourself in my life. I have come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You've proven yourself in my life. I have come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Blessed be your name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to consider something from the Word of God in the book of Acts, chapter 12. Verse 4. Acts chapter 12. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. We love to share on the mystery of Easter. The mystery, the unveiled, undecoded revelations, the embalmed truth, the wrapped up message of Easter. Easter is the death, the burial, and the resurrection
of Christ. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. Easter tells us a lot of things. Easter is the strength of the gospel. The strength of the gospel is not that Christ died. Many people died and rose again, only to die back. The strength of the gospel is not that he died. In fact, the strength of the gospel is not even that he resurrected. Because there are many people that were raised back to life. Jairus' daughter came back to life. She resurrected. Lazarus resurrected. The Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 4 about the Shunammite woman's son that resurrected. We have Dorcas also in the Bible who resurrected. Even Acts chapter 20, as Paul was preaching, the Bible said there was a young man called Eutychus who was hearing the gospel of Paul, and he fell down from the window, and Paul went, brought him back to life. We remember the widow of Nain who was about to bury the only son, and the Bible said Jesus met them and prayed for the boy, and the boy came back to life. So in the gospel, there are many people that resurrected, but they resurrected only to die again. They resurrected only to die again. But what makes Jesus stand out is that he was crucified, he resurrected, and he's alive forevermore. He's alive till now. He lives forever. And that is why he said, because I live, you shall live also. So we serve a God that is not on the grave, he's on the throne. We serve a God that is exalted far above principalities and powers, might and dominion, and every name that is named. When we look at the death of Christ, so many things, like I explained to us on Friday, so many things come to our mind. We discover that Christ lived short so that you can live long. He lived short, 33 and a half, and he was killed so that you can live long. He lived short. So his short life is the foundation for your long life. His short life is the foundation for your longevity. His short living is the foundation for your long life. The death of Christ also proved to us that in this wicked world, people legalize illegality just to fulfill their desires. People can legalize illegality just to fulfill their desires. When Jesus was brought before the high priest, the Bible said, they said, crucify him, crucify him. They have not even tried him. They have released the verdict. We understand that what they say in law is that everyone is innocent until he's proven guilty. But in the case of Christ, he was guilty without being tried at all. So it was an illegal like operation in this world of wickedness. When people want to fulfill their desire, they are ready to legalize illegality. They are ready to make the wrong things become right just so they can fulfill their desire. The Bible speaks and tells us about a man called Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot was a lover of money. He was a lover of wealth. He was a lover of materialism. He was a lover of the things that were pleasant to the eyes. He was a lover of the things that were pleasant to the physical optical eyes. That is what Judas was. That is when Judas was. That is when Judas was. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, if you read verse 5, it says they covenanted with Judas to give him money. So Judas did what he did for money. They covenanted. Be careful when people around you display excess love for money. Be careful when people around you display excess love for money. Anyone that has a price can be bought. Anyone that has a price can be bought. Be careful when people display excess love for money. Excess love. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, I think verse 7, he said, we brought nothing into this world. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we will carry nothing out. The Bible says in that same chapter, verse 10 of 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 21, he said, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end end of it shall not be blessed. The end of the inheritance shall not be blessed. In Jeremiah 17 verse 11, he said, as Patrick sitteth on eggs and hatcheth it not, so is he that get riches but not by right. He shall leave them at the midst of his day, and at the end he shall be a fool. As Patrick sits on egg and hatcheth it not, so is he that get riches but not by right. In other words, he cut corners to get riches. He says, shall leave them at the midst of his years. When it is time for him to enjoy them, that is when he will leave them. He said, at the end he shall be a fool. In other words, when he goes for wealth, he cuts corners to pursue wealth. When it's time to enjoy it, God will take him out. So at the end, he becomes a fool because he did everything wrongly to get wealth, but did not end up enjoying wealth. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 62, verse 10, when riches increase, set not your heart on them. Set not your hands on them. Verse 11 says, because God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongs to God. In Psalm 49, if you read verse 16 and verse 17, he said, do be not afraid when one is made rich and the substance of his house increases. In verse 17 says, for when he dies, he shall carry nothing with him. No matter what you have, no matter what you think you own, he said, when he dies, he shall carry nothing with him. What is all of these Jesus went through? He went through death, he went through burial, he resurrected, and now he's alive forevermore. He went through, listen, the reason for the death, burial, resurrection of Christ is for the salvation of humanity. The reason for the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, all he went through is for the salvation of humanity. He was wounded, he was beaten, he was flogged, he was chastised for the salvation of humanity. For the salvation, Matthew 1:21, he says, his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Acts 4:12, there is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men by which men must be saved. In the Bible says in Ephesians 6:17, it says he called it the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation, the helmet. In Titus 2:11, he says, since that was, he said, the grace of God is has appeared unto all men. He said that brigade salvation rather has appeared unto all men. In Romans 1:16, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. In Acts 28:28, he talked about the salvation to the Gentiles. He said, and they will hear it. The salvation be released unto the Gentiles, and they will hear it. 2 Timothy 3:15 or so, he says, since thou was a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. That is able to make thee wise unto salvation. John 3:16-19, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son to this world to condemn the world, he said, but that through him the world might be saved. He said, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already. He said, because, but he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the only begotten Son of God. He said, and this is the condemnation, that light came and men preferred darkness because their deeds were evil. So the burial and the resurrection of Christ is for the salvation of humanity. Is for the salvation. The flesh, here we read, the Bible said, Herod, anytime God wants to spark a revival in the church, he makes sure the church loses something. Anytime God wants to spark up a revival in the church, When people become too comfortable, when people become too lukewarm and lackadaisical and too ordinary, God makes sure that the church loses something. I believe in my heart of heart that there are many people, when this pandemic is over, people that were not in departments, people that were not workers in church, people that never served God with all their might, I believe when this pandemic is over, many people are going to get serious with God, because they never thought a time will come when this will happen to them. There are many people desiring to go to church, but now they can't go to church. There are many people desiring to be in the literal, physical, structural house of God, but they can't be in the house of God. Why? Because God wants to spark up a revival. That is why God allowed closure. God allowed a lockdown all over the world, because God wants to spark up a revival, an uncommon revival is about to hit the earth. And the Bible says Herod killed James when he saw that the church did nothing. He went ahead to take Peter, but Herod knew it's impossible to kill Peter around Easter. He needed to allow Easter go, because he knew the power of Easter. Peter didn't know the power of Easter. Can I surprise you? Herod knew that something will happen around Easter, and it was around Easter the angel came and brought Peter out. It was around that same Easter the angel came and opened the gate. Herod knew that Easter is a critical time. You don't touch the child of God. It was around that Easter. In other words, it was in Easter that Peter came out of prison. That tells me now, it doesn't matter the prison of life, it doesn't matter how long I've been kept boxed, it doesn't matter how long I've been quarantined, as it said, God is about to bring us out. We have been in quarantine, we have been in isolation, we have social distanced ourselves because of the time called Easter, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, the battles of our life, the pandemic around the world is about to come to an end. This is Easter. We speak to the atmosphere. This is Easter. We speak to the wind. We speak to the virus. We speak to the pandemic. You have gone too far. You shall go no further by the power of the Holy Ghost. For if that spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, after the order of Romans chapter 8 verse 11, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, resides in me, it shall quicken my mortal body. It will take the virus away. It will take away the infirmity. It will take away the disease. We pray for the world by the power of the Holy Ghost. In this season of Easter, we end the pandemic. We end the virus. Wherever you came from, go back there. Wherever you came from, go back there. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We send the power of his resurrection into the atmosphere. We send the power of his resurrection into the wind, into the air, into the land, into the sea, into Europe, into America, into Asia, into the Middle East. Power of his resurrection, heal the people. Power of his resurrection, kill the virus. Power of his resurrection, kill the pandemic. 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 Kill the virus. Kill the virus. Kill the virus. Kill the virus. From the air, from people's body. Kill the virus by the power of the Holy Spirit. He knew that he can't touch him around Easter. It was Easter. So Easter is your exemption from aggression. Easter is your exemption from aggression. Easter is your exemption. Easter is your exemption from aggression. Hey, Gabakoso Bakata. If only James was arrested around Easter, he would not have been killed. If only Satan made a mistake. If only James was arrested around Easter, he would not have been killed. Easter reveals the powerlessness and helplessness of your adversary. Easter reveals the powerlessness and helplessness of your adversary. They are bragging until Easter. They were killing until Easter. Easter reveals their powerlessness. Easter reveals their helplessness. Easter revealed. Easter exposed their nakedness. Lekoso prakatika palata. Rekosi prakato. Reketo shaka. Ikapola rika. Easter is the confirmation of the damnation of Satan. Easter is the confirmation of the damnation of Satan. Satan has been brought low. No wonder the Bible says, I see Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Ah, behold, I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by enemies hurt you. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Take your seat. It's a battle. This life is a battle. There are people who go ahead and they quote Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and they don't even understand it. They believe there is no weapon. Weapons will be formed. Weapons will be formed. Let me tell you what that scripture means. If you read verse 16, he said, I have created the smith that blows the coal to the fire. A smith is a craftsman. You have blacksmith, you have goldsmith. Their duty is to fashion weapons. He said, I've created the smith that blows the coals to the fire and the waster to destroy. In other words, God is saying in verse 16, I have created my own smith that makes heavenly weapons to defend you. Because of these weapons I have already fashioned, no other weapon formed against you. So it is weapon versus weapon. I have already fashioned my own weapon. I have created my spiritual goldsmith and blacksmith that created them so that they created, he said, they prepare everything for their own work. He said, because I have created this weapon, so no other weapon that is formed against you. So it is weapon versus weapon. He said, I have created my own weapon. Even before they brought their weapon, my own before they brought their weapon, my own weapon has been formed. Before, many times we quote that place without understanding. It was a clash of weapon. God said they formed their weapon, but I am Oshaba. I have created my own weapon. So therefore, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But every time that rising judgment now shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Easter is a mystery. Easter is one mystery that the devil cannot understand till date. Easter is one mystery that has confused the enemies till date. Satan has no inkling. Satan has no inkling, no understanding. Anytime Easter shows up, Satan is angry. Satan is ashamed. Because Easter reveals his powerlessness, his emptiness, his foolishness, his stupidity. It reveals the stupidity of the demonic world. It reveals that there is something God has in mind. Easter was a shocker. A shocker. A shocker. Easter, number one, reveals to us how wicked the heart of man is. How wicked the heart of man is. How wicked. Number one. How wicked. The same Jesus that fed 5,000 men. And I'm very sure among those shouting crucify him, we are the 5,000 men that he fed. When I saw Jesus being taken to the cross, I asked myself, where is the woman with the issue of blood that Jesus healed? When I saw Jesus being taken to the cross, I asked myself, where is Jairus' daughter? When I saw Jesus being taken to the cross, I asked myself, where is the bride and the bridegroom that Jesus turned their water to wine? Sometimes in life, you think you have people. Until you go through trials, you know you are alone. Trials of life reveals loneliness. It reveals aloneness. Where was the mother-in-law of Peter that Jesus took fever from? He reveals to us the wickedness of human. How wicked the heart. The same man, wicked. Wicked. The Bible says in Psalm 7:11, God loveth the righteous and is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7:11. In Psalm 9, verse 17, he said, they shall be torn to hell. All nations that forget God. The wicked are those who forget God. No God in their thinking. In Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? Who can know it? People that study psychology are still shocked by the actions of people. Psychology is the study of man, the study of human, but people are still shocked. They went to school, they studied that, but they still see actions that shock them. That shock them. John chapter 2 verse 24 said, Jesus did not commit himself to man because he knew all men. He never committed himself to man. No! Proverbs 11 verse 21, he said, Though hands join in hands, the wicked shall not go unpunished. The same Christ, he came to this world. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. That's all he was doing. Doing good. He sees a problem, he solves it. He sees an issue, he solves it. But this time around, we see the wickedness. How wicked. So sometimes in this world, the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 5, I think verse 19, he said, the whole world lies in wickedness. Never expect good from a wicked world. We know we are of God. And the whole world lies in wickedness. The heart of man. We see the heart of man. There are two things to expect in life. The two happen to Christ. Betrayer and denier. As you move on in life, there are two things to expect in life. Do not pray for them to come, but don't be shocked when they come. Betrayer and denier. Betrayer and denier. Betrayer and denier. We see what Peter did. Luke 22 from verse 55 to 60. Peter denied Jesus before three class of people. Number one, he denied Jesus before a little girl, teenager. Number two, he denied Jesus before a woman, adult. He denied Jesus before another man, another adult. In other words, he denied him totally. The Bible says, as he denied Jesus, verse 60 down to 61, the Bible says, and Jesus looked upon him. He didn't say he looked at him. To look at somebody is to catch a glance. But to look upon is to feel disappointed. Jesus looked upon him. Verse 41 of Luke chapter 23. Jesus looked upon him. In other words, Peter, you? Judas, to be denied is when you are abandoned in the midst of pain. nobody shows up. To be denied is when even those who love you don't show up. Even those who love you act like they don't know you. To be denied is when people you knew and expected them to stand and defend you. They don't hurt you, but they just turn their back and don't say one word. That's denial. To be betrayed is when those you love deliberately sell you out. Every great man must experience betrayal and denial. It is a part of the process. If greatness is your choice, denial and betrayal will come. Greatness is a school. Denial and betrayal are the school fees. You will pay as you begin to expect greatness in your life. We see how wicked the heart of man is. You see, the story of Esther tells us that in the world of wickedness, innocence is a crime. In the world of wickedness, innocence is a crime. The governor asked in Matthew 27:23, he said, what has this man done? In Mark 14 verse 56, he said, the witnesses that came to lie against Jesus, he said, they did not agree with themselves. Their lies did not agree with one another. In John 19 verse 6, Pilate said, I find no fault in him. In the world of wickedness, listen to me. When people begin to fight you, don't be depressed feeling you are guilty. When people begin to fight you, don't be depressed. You can be innocent and still be fought. You can be innocent and still be conspired against. In the world of wickedness, innocence is a crime. Sometimes when we go through troubles, we think it's because we are guilty. No! Because the generation we are in is a generation that hates innocence. They hate innocence. In the world of wickedness, innocence is a crime. The story of Esther tells us that helpers are men. Helpers are men. God brought a man called Simon of Cyrene. Simon of Cyrene came to help. The Bible says in Luke 23 verse 26, they lay hold on him. They lay hold on him. They lay hold on him. In other words, even if he wasn't willing, they caught him. In Mark 15:21, the Bible said they compelled him. In Matthew 27 verse 32, the account of Matthew repeated the same thing that Mark said. He said they compelled. In other words, they put him under pressure. Anyone that God has ordained to carry your cross, anyone that God has ordained to help you, I compel them. I compel them. I compel them. I compel your helper. I compel your helper. I compel your dream interpreter. I compel your helper. I compel your talent booster. I compel your gift advertiser. I compel them. I compel your ministry helper. I compel them. I compel your financial helper. I compel them. I lay hold on your Simon. I compel them to help you. I lay hold on your Simon. I compel them to favor you. I lay hold on your Simon. I compel them to remember you. Wherever your Simons are, in the north, the east, in the west, the south, I lay hold on them. I command them to come. I command them to help you. I command them to help you. I command them to help you. Your helpers are coming. Your helpers are coming from unexpected angles. Your helpers are coming. They will help you. They will help you. They will help you. They will help you. Helpers are coming. Oh Lord, compel my Simon. Oh Lord, compel my Simon. Oh Lord, compel my Simon. Let my Simon help me. Let my Simon carry this cross. The cross has become too heavy. The suffering is too much. Send me a Simon. The suffering is too much. Compel my Simon. The suffering is too much. The cross is heavy. Send the Simon. Compel my Simon. I have carried this cross. I have survived by myself. I have have lived from hand to mouth. I have walked like an elephant, eating like an ant. Oh Lord, compel my Simon. Compel my Simon. Compel my Simon. Wherever you hear the sound of my voice, or watch me around the world, God, we compel your Simon. 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 You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Grace is on your side. Oh Lord, arise. Compel my Simon. Oh Lord, arise. Compel my Simon. Helpers are not spirits. They are men. John, Psalm 17:11 tells us that men are the hands of God. When God wants to write, wants to move his hand, he moves a man. Anytime God wants to move his hand, a man moves. Psalm 17:14. Men which are thy hands. Men. Jesus met a man and said, how long have you been here? In John chapter 5 verse 7. How long? Jesus knew. He knew. Jesus knew. So Jesus asked him, how long? And the man said, I have no man. I expected the man to say 10 years. 38 years. He said, I have no man. Meaning the problem of delay is the absence of men. At the root of delay in the life of a man, every form of delay is bankruptcy of men. So bankruptcy of men, buoyancy of delay. When there's bankruptcy of men, there is buoyancy of delay. I have no man. I have no man. What is the mystery behind the instant double recovery of Job? The Bible says in Job 42, if you read verse 11, it says every man that knew Job before, Job 42:11, it says they brought each a piece of money, piece of silver, piece of gold, and every man gave to him. And verse 12 said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. And God blessed the latter part of Job. Meaning, Job got a 24-hour turnaround because men were just entering his life. The mystery behind the emergency increase in life is multiplicity of men. The mystery behind emergency wealth, emergency explosion. So someone can be blessed overnight. In the midst of this so-called, this intense famine, this intense worldwide scarcity and recession, someone can still be blessed. In fact, God's provision is known in recession. Divine provision is known in recession. You can't say God can supply when you have not seen scarcity. Divine provision. The man, the Simon, that God will use to give you rest, to announce you, is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. God will bring them from everywhere. God will bring them from the north, east, west, and south. They will come. No wonder when Moses was blessing Reuben in Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 6. Let Reuben live and not die. Let not his men be few. Your men will not be few. God will multiply your Simons. Several Simons will come your way. They will help you to carry the cross. God will multiply your Simons. Your helpers will be multiplied. Your helpers will be multiplied. No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 121 from verse 1, he said, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help come from God. God will not abandon you. In Hebrews chapter 10 and from verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10 and from verse 35. Cast not away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. And verse 36 says, loud and clear, for ye have need of patience. After you have run for a while, you shall inherit the promise. In Jeremiah 31 verse 3, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. What is an everlasting love? Whether you qualify or you don't qualify, I've already loved you. There is nothing you will do later that will make me change my mind. Everlasting means eternal, permanently prolonged. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Because of that love of God, because of that love of the Father, God is going to send Simons.
The third thing I'll say by Easter before I pray, because I believe God for a miracle today. The third thing I say, that every problem has a date to expire.
Easter!
It doesn't matter what you have gone through on your Friday, your Sunday is coming.
There is a third day coming.
There is a third day coming. Oh, malabalabalabaya. I just imagine the host of hell. When I read the Bible, sometimes I like to dramatize it in my mind. I just imagine the host of hell. When Jesus was on this world, he dealt with demons. There was a particular time he casted the devil out of one man and sent that devil into pigs. Demons felt humiliated. He has reduced us to pigs. He has reduced us to swine. They kept going through heartache, and they were just praying for an opportunity to deal with this man who has messed them up. The Bible says as soon as Jesus was killed and cast to hell, hell was happy. When they put him in Sheol, in the grave, hell, Satan, the power of the grave, when he saw him, he said, look at you. Look at you. Just imagine the humiliation the disciples must be going through. The same man that was their honor. The same man they bragged about. Now, he was not just killed. He was humiliated. He was kept on the cross. And they were even telling him, save yourself. They were mocking him. All the disciples would look at him. Deep down their heart, they knew this man has power. Use your power. He wasn't using the power. Use your anointing. He wasn't. He was just there like a powerless man. Beating, natural blood came out. And they were looking at him. They say, is this not your master that say, he and God are one? Look at what's going on. Just imagine if it was the day of social media. By Friday, social media will be on fire. Look at this man that calls himself God. Look at the man that said in Matthew 10 verse 20 that I and my father are one. Look at this man. After all the mouth he has made, Friday, and Satan saw, kept demons in charge. He kept demons to surround that grave, to just watch that body of Christ. And every time Satan would call them with his mobile phone, he say, how is he? He say, he's dead, useless. Look at him, he's buried, he can't do anything. On Saturday morning, Satan took his mobile phone and he called the spirit of death. He say, how is he doing? He say, he's here, he's making noise. All the noise he made, he didn't see here. On Saturday afternoon, Satan took his mobile phone and he called again. He say, yes, his body. He say, forget about him. In fact, I'm putting my leg on his body. He's still here. On Saturday night, the demons went to rest, and Satan called them again on the phone, and he said, where is he? He said, he's here. He can't do anything. On Sunday morning, Satan picked up his phone, and he said, where is he? They said, let me check. The grave is empty. The grave is empty. The grave is empty. He's not in the grave. He is alive. 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 Jesus is alive. That is why we sing. That is why we scream. That is why we shout. That is why we celebrate. Coronavirus. Coronavirus cannot stand him. He is alive. Tumor cannot stand him. He is alive. Cancer cannot stand him. He is alive. HIV cannot stand him. He is alive. Jesus is alive. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. He's not in the grave. He's on the throne. He's not in the grave. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. In Matthew 28, from verse 1 and verse 2, I love those scriptures. Akabora, those are Easter scriptures. I love them. He says, at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, the first day of the week, which is today. The first day of the week. Mary and Magdalene came to the sepulchre. Verse 2,
He said, and there was a great earthquake in the realm of the spirit. He said, for the angel of the Lord descended upon. He said, and he rolled away the stone and sat on it. When Lazarus was about to be brought to life, the stone was rolled away. But the angels did not sit on it. They only rolled it away. Because Lazarus, after miracle, he will get old again and die and be buried, and the stone rolled back. And I asked the Lord, why was did the angel sit on it? He said, so that the stone cannot roll back. The angel, I decree, anywhere they have buried your wealth, buried your increase, I roll away the stone. Angel of God, sit on it. Everywhere they have kept your marriage, kept your finances, kept your good news, kept your longevity, I roll away the stone. Angel of God, sit on it. Power of God, sit on it. Glory of God, sit on it. Healing of God, sit on it. Strength of God, sit on it. Fire 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 of God, sit on it. Glory of God, sit on it. Healing of God, sit on it. Taka 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 ta. Soprida. Tiki 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 tiki. I'm gonna pray. I'm going to pray the healing power of God is going to be made manifest now.
La puissance de la guérison vous touchera maintenant.
Don't forget what I said.
N'oubliez pas ce que je viens de dire.
The death.
La mort.
The burial.
L'enterrement.
The resurrection.
La résurrection.
Of Christ.
De Christ.
Is for the salvation.
C'est pour le salut.
Of humanity.
De l'humanité.
If you don't know him.
Si vous ne le connaissez pas.
It's the time to know him.
C'est le temps pour le connaître.
If you have not received him.
Si vous l'avez pas reçu.
It's the time to receive.
C'est le temps pour le recevoir.
It's the time to receive him.
C'est le temps pour le recevoir.
The song we used to sing when we just got saved. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving me
on the cross,
healing me
on the cross,
to redeem me. Jesus Christ,
cross,
saving me,
on cross,
healing me,
on cross,
Jesus died,
on cross,
saving me,
on cross,
healing me,
on cross,
Jesus died,
on cross,
saving me,
on cross,
healing me,
on cross,
hallelujah.
On cross,
hallelujah, Iyaro. Hallelujah. 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 Hey! Hallelujah. 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 Jesus died. Saving me. Healing me. Hallelujah! 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 Wherever you are,
partout vous êtes,
it's an opportunity.
C'est une opportunité
to pray.
Pour prier.
To ask the Lord.
De demander au Seigneur.
Show me mercy.
Montre-moi ta bonté.
You want to receive Jesus?
Vous voulez recevoir Jésus?
That the blood which was shed on Calvary will not be in vain.
Le sang qui est partagé à la croix.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
Sans le partage du sang, il n'y a pas la rémission des péchés.
1 John 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins,
nous confessons de notre bouche,
he's faithful and just to forgive us,
fidèle et juste pour nous pardonner,
and to cleanse us from
et
all
pour nous purifier de tout péché.
In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22,
Hébreux 9, 22,
the word of God declares,
la Bible déclare,
without the shedding of blood,
sans le partage du sang,
there's no remission of sin.
Il n'y a pas la rémission des péchés.
His blood.
Son sang.
Is for the remission of your sins.
C'est pour la rémission de vos péchés.
Whatever you are watching around the world.
Partout où vous nous regardez dans le monde.
You're going to say this after me before I pray for the sick.
Vous allez dire ceci après moi.
You want to make peace with your God.
Vous voulez faire la paix avec votre Dieu.
You're going to say to the Lord.
Vous allez dire au Seigneur.
My heavenly Father.
Père céleste.
I come to you today.
Je viens à toi ce jour.
Just as I am.
Comme je suis.
Have mercy on me.
Aie miséricorde sur moi.
Write my name.
Écris mon nom.
In the book of life.
Dans le livre de vie.
I believe in my heart.
Je crois de mon cœur.
I confess with my mouth.
Je confesse de ma bouche.
That Jesus.
Que Jésus.
Is my Lord.
Est mon Seigneur.
And my Savior.
Et mon Sauveur.
I'm saved.
Je suis sauvé.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
I pray for you.
Je prie pour toi.
You will not fail.
Tu ne choueras pas.
You will not fall.
Tu ne trébucheras pas.
You will not falter.
Tu ne tomberas pas.
God will keep you.
Le Seigneur te gardera.
Until that glorious appearing.
Jusqu'à sa gloire.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
We are sick in your body.
Tu es malade dans ton corps.
Around the world.
Dans le monde entier.
Place your left hand on that spot.
Mets ta main droite là.
Touch the screen or the gadget you are watching from.
Et tends ta main vers l'écran.
With your right hand.
Avec ta main droite.
The power of God.
La puissance de Dieu.
Is coming on you.
Vient sur toi.
Sicknesses will start going out.
Les maladies sortiront.
It's going to start leaving you now.
Quittera ton corps.
As I'm praying.
Pendant que je prie.
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 Miracles will begin.
Les miracles.
You are the Lord that He led me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word. You heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord that He led me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord that He led me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are. Someone who has a hole in their heart.
Quelqu'un a un trou dans le cœur.
Two holes.
Deux trous dans ton cœur.
Those holes have been covered.
Les trous sont comblés.
Someone has been healed of asthma. Your name
Quelqu'un
is
guéri de l'asthme.
Your name is Kate.
Ton nom est Kate.
There's a lady watching me in Cameroon.
Il y a une fille qui nous regarde du Cameroun.
You have a spinal cord problem.
Tu as un problème de colonne vertébrale.
You cannot walk.
Tu ne peux pas marcher.
The healing power of God.
La puissance de Dieu te touche.
Rise up.
Lève-toi.
And walk.
Et marche.
There's someone watching me.
Il y a quelqu'un qui nous regarde.
Still in Cameroon. Your name is Paul.
Ton nom est Paul.
Since you were born,
si, depuis tu es né,
you have just one testis.
Tu as seulement un seul testicule.
The other one has been created by God.
Le deuxième est créé par Dieu.
Be healed. Someone is watching me in America.
Quelqu'un nous regarde de l'Amérique.
And the doctors have given you a report concerning your kidney.
Le docteur t'a donné un rapport sur ton rein.
The symptoms, if you know the symptoms, you feel them.
Les symptômes sont là.
But right now, God
maintenant,
is healing you.
Dieu te guérit.
Giving you brand new kidney.
Donne un nouveau rein.
Someone has been healed of ear troubles.
Quelqu'un est guéri des problèmes des oreilles.
Arthritis and stroke is leaving someone's right side.
Les paralysies sont en train de quitter quelqu'un.
From the crown of your head.
De ta tête.
Oh, someone has been in of a heart problem.
Quelqu'un est guéri d'un problème de cœur.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Tracy Emmanuel.
Tracy Emmanuel.
You have a heart problem.
Tu as un problème de cœur.
God is healing you.
Le Seigneur te guérit.
Right where you are.
Partout tu es.
The crown of your head.
Depuis ta tête.
To the sole of your feet.
Pieds.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Amen.
Someone has two brothers.
Quelqu'un a deux frères.
Who are mad.
Qui ont la folie.
The Lord is restoring their mind.
Le Seigneur est en train de restaurer leur sens.
Touching their senses.
Touche leur sens.
Making them whole.
Les guérit.
From the crown of your head.
De ta tête.
To the sole of your
feet. Jusqu'à tes pieds.
You are healed.
Tu es guéri.
Amen.
You are healed.
Tu es guéri.
Amen.
You are healed.
Tu es guéri.
Amen.
God,
Dieu,
touch your body.
Touche ton corps.
As I call the name of Jesus.
Quand j'appelle le nom de Jésus.
Whatever your sickness is, it should begin to go.
Cela va partir.
It should begin to go.
Cela partira.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Be made whole.
Sois guéri complètement.
Father, we worship you.
Père, nous t'adorons.
We worship you.
Nous t'adorons.
We bless your holy name.
Magnifique ton nom.
We give you praises.
Nous
we adore you.
Nous t'adorons.
We adore you.
Nous t'adorons, Père.
Blessed be your name.
Que ton nom soit béni.
Thank you for the miracle. Examine yourself.
Merci pour le miracle. Examine-toi.
And see what the Lord has done.
Et vois ce que tu as fait.
Let's ascribe all the greatness to the Lord of all. His word is perfect and all his ways are just. Let's ascribe all the greatness to the Lord of all. His word is perfect and all his ways are just. He is the God of faithfulness without injustice, true and righteous is he. He is the God of faithfulness without injustice, true and righteous is he. Let's ascribe all the greatness to the Lord of all. His word is perfect and all his ways are just. Let's ascribe all the greatness to the Lord above. His word is perfect and all his ways are just. He is the God of faithfulness without injustice, true and righteous is he. He is the God of faithfulness without injustice, true and righteous is he.
Papa, testimonies are coming from viewers. This one is from Chichoke from Libya. He said, I was watching Papa just now. As I was watching Papa just now, my sight was restored completely to the glory of God. He said, before now, I could not see well. I've been in pain, but to the glory of God, I am healed now.
His sight is fully restored. He is the God of faithfulness without injustice, true and righteous is he. He is the God
of faithfulness
without injustice, true and righteous is he.
Papa, another testimony. This one said, my name is Rose. While Papa was ministering last Sunday, he mentioned my name, Rose, with a heart condition, heart problem. He said, after the prayer, after I prayed, I went to the hospital on Monday, and the heart disease is healed. I'm thanking God.
Thank you, Father. He is the God of faithfulness without injustice. True and righteous is he. He is the God
of faithfulness without injustice.
She said she's been bleeding heavily. As we are praying, I placed my hand on the screen. While you are still praying, the bleeding ceased. I just went to restroom to check myself now. It has ceased completely.
Elle a guéri de l'écoulement du sang.
He is the God of faithfulness, without injustice, true and righteous is He. He is the God of faithfulness, without injustice, true and righteous is He. Let's ascribe all the greatness to the Lord above. His word is perfect and all His ways are just. Let's ascribe all the greatness to the Lord above. His word is perfect and all His ways are just. He is the God of faithfulness. Is the God of
faithfulness, without injustice, true and righteous.
He is the God of faithfulness, without injustice, true and righteous is He. He is the God of faithfulness, without injustice, true and righteous is He. He is the God of faithfulness,
without injustice, true and righteous is He.
The God
of faithfulness, without injustice, true and righteous is He.
Thank you, Jesus.
Abba, so many testimonies.
Let's just take 3 or 4 of them.
This one said, praise God, I had this pain on my left hand lower abdomen. Immediately, Papa started praying. I received instant healing. I received peace of mind too.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's another one here again, Daddy. He said, God just healed me from a skin disease after 5 years of suffering and mockery.
Makosopa. Where's the French interpreter? Can you interpret that, please?
Elle a été guérie des problèmes de peau.
5 years skin disease, God.
5 ans de maladie sur sa peau a été guérie.
What a God we serve.
Quel Dieu merveilleux.
What a mighty God we serve.
Quel Dieu merveilleux.
What a miracle God we serve.
Dieu de miracle nous servons.
The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot buy, they are the things that you have done for me. What my mother could not do, what my father could not do, you have done it again and again. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous God, you have done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous, it's you to do marvelous things for me. The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot, they are the things that you have done for me. What my mother cannot do, what my father cannot, you have done it again and again. Hold on. Let's just take a few more. So many testimonies.
Miracle power. Papa, this one is from Brother Desire from South Africa.
South Africa.
He said, for a long time, I've been battling with mouth cancer.
Il avait le cancer.
Mouth cancer.
While you were praying, Papa, the power of God touched him, and the pain disappeared. They saw the cancer is healed now, to the glory of God.
Hey! The cancer, the sore is dried up.
It's eating now.
It's eating with the mouth for the first time. The cancer is gone. Right there in South Africa. What a powerful God. Shout power. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Miracles all over the world. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. What a God we serve. We bless your name. We bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name. Thank you, Father.
Merci, Père.
What a God we serve. On the four corners of the earth, you are the sunshine. Holy, worthy, beautiful you are. We bless and lift your name. Oh, you blessed Savior. You are worthy of our praise. There is none like you. Four corners of the earth, you are the sunshine. Holy, holy. Thank you, Lord. Miracles are real.
Les miracles sont réels.
And I decree that the God of miracles,
que le Dieu de miracles,
the same miracles that are happening to people around the world,
les mêmes miracles qui se passent dans la vie des gens dans le monde,
be extended to you.
Soit étendu vers vous.
May God touch you.
Que Dieu vous touche.
With signs.
Avec des signes.
Wonders.
Des prodiges.
In your body.
Dans votre corps.
I come against that virus.
Je viens contre les virus.
I come against coronavirus in your body.
Coronavirus dans votre corps.
In your body.
Dans votre corps.
That power that has arrested your lungs.
Cette puissance qui a, vous a gardé.
Arrested your respiratory system.
Qui a attaqué votre poumon, votre respiration.
I command.
Je commande.
Out in the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Let the virus
que le virus
dématérialise.
Soit dématérialisé.
From be made whole.
Tu as guéri.
From head to toes.
De sa tête aux pieds.
Be healed.
Tu as guéri.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Thank you, Father.
Merci, Père.
Blessed be your name.
Que ton nom soit béni.
Ololufe to soromita yo. Ibara fitula bayemi. Majuba olorumo nife. Ololufe to soromi dayo. Ololufe to soromi dayo. Ibare fitura bayemi.
Ojuba.
Olorumo nife.
Ololufe to soromi dayo.
Your praise, your mercy, your love, I don't deserve it. Oh, Baba, I praise your name. Who am I that you
will die for me?
When my enemies surround me, they thought I won't die in shame. Jehovah, you gave me victory. Who am I that you will die for me? Hallelujah. Let's take one more and then we just
miracle close. Power. La puissance de miracle. Papa said this one said no name is he said this. Sent it from Italy.
Depuis l'Italie,
he said he has been in isolation for 2 weeks now.
Il était dans l'isolement pour 2 semaines.
Due to coronavirus.
À cause du virus corona.
He said, as Papa prayed now.
Quand Papa a prié maintenant.
He said the symptoms are gone.
Galadabash.
He said,
Galadabash.
Galadabash. He said, I'm sweating.
Basta.
I'm healed.
It is totally gone.
The
virus is totally gone.
Le virus est parti.
What a God is that!
Thank
you, Jesus.
Merci, Jésus.
I want to say this few announcements.
Écoutez cette annonce.
You are watching us around the world, wherever you are watching us. You are going to tune with us on Tuesday.
Le mardi.
As we do our Bible study live.
Nous allons étudier la Bible en direct.
By 4 p.m.
À 16h.
Nigerian time.
L'heure du Nigeria.
I'm going to speak on spiritual maturity.
Je vais parler de la maturité spirituelle.
And God is going to be blessing us.
Et Dieu va nous bénir.
Touching us.
Va nous toucher.
Then from Wednesday.
Et à partir du mercredi.
I'm going to teach you how to pray scriptures.
Je vais vous apprendre comment prier avec les
into
écritures
your life.
Dans votre vie.
How to pray scriptures.
Comment prier avec les écritures.
Every scripture you read, how to convert them to prayer.
Comment convertir les écritures en prière.
So you are going to make sure.
Vous serez,
you tell everyone, even those who have not subscribed to Celebration,
monde,
to Celebration TV,
de souscrire à Celebration TV,
to subscribe,
de souscrire,
and hear the word of God raw.
Et à écouter la
revelations,
de la
deep revelations,
la profonde révélation.
So we're going to start on Tuesday.
Nous allons commencer le mardi.
Bible study.
Le livre
and from Wednesday we start praying scriptures.
Et à partir de mercredi, nous allons prier les écritures.
And the word of God will come alive in your spirit.
Et la parole de Dieu viendra dans votre
and
esprit.
Each of those days I'll be praying for the sick.
Et nous allons prier pour les malades.
Each of those days we are going to be praying concerning the problems around the world.
Et nous allons
now
prier pour le problème qui est dans le monde entier.
It's time for it to come to a permanent end.
Cela doit finir permanentement.
And God will be glorified.
Et Dieu sera glorifié.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
We're going to just thank God with an offering.
Nous allons remercier Dieu avec nos offrandes.
Because He is faithful.
Parce qu'il est fidèle.
He is awesome.
Il est merveilleux.
Father, as we give these offerings
Père,
to you,
comme dans notre offrande,
we receive testimonies.
Nous recevons les témoignages.
We receive breakthroughs.
Nous recevons les percées.
We receive miracles.
Nous recevons les miracles.
We receive open doors.
Nous recevons les portes ouvertes.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
It is done.
C'est fait.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
You alone not worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You alone are worthy, Lord, to be praised and adored. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name
is forevermore.
You've been faithful, Lord. You alone are worthy, Lord. Oh,
you alone.
Shall we do today? What shall we do today? You are blessed, you are preserved, you are highly favored.
Vous êtes favorisé.
After the order of the book of Psalm 91, verse 10,
selon l'ordre de Psaume, chapitre 10,
there shall no evil befall you,
aucun malheur ne vous arrivera pas,
neither shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Aucun fléau n'approchera de votre tente.
The Lord will keep you.
Le Seigneur vous garde.
He will draw you close to Himself.
Il vous amènera près de lui.
He will reveal Himself to you continually.
Il vous révélera lui-même.
It is well with you.
Tout ira bien avec vous.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de
my
Jésus.
Head is a good head.
Ma tête est une bonne tête.
My life is a good one.
Ma vie est une bonne vie.
Angels shall fight for me.
Les anges combattent
greatness
pour moi.
Is on my side.
La grandeur de mon
goodness shall follow me.
Nous
no matter what the matter is,
quelque chose qui arrivera,
no matter what the matter most,
vous serez priorisé.
Shake hands and just tell two people more grace. God bless you.
been through thick and thin. I've been through trials. Nobody thought I'd come out from. But he stood me tall in the midst of them all. I'm a living testimony. Hey, you've done what no man can do. Rid of my strength to fight. Given me victory in the midst of adversity. What no man can do. A story no man can change. That is what you have done.
Exalted in power, majestic above all. The heavens tell of his greatness. The skies display his awesome craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. In creating the heavens, God also created the earth. And formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The God of love created man and woman in his own image to have a relationship with him. And so in the beginning, they revered and honored God and lived in harmony with him. This continued until one day Satan tempted the woman to eat the forbidden fruit, and she gave it to the man, who also ate. In so doing, mankind rebelled against God and went their own way. As a result of this sin, mankind was separated from God and was thrown out of the Garden of Eden. But God still loved mankind. It was never his desire to be separate from those he created. Yet how could God be holy and the source of perfect justice if he did not judge mankind for their sin? In his holy book, God reveals his plan to save the world from his judgment. One of the first to see this plan unfold was Abraham. Abraham was a righteous man, whom God promised to bless and make his descendants as numerous as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. To test his obedience, God told Abraham to sacrifice his son as an offering to him. Abraham trusted God and sought to obey him. As he raised his knife to kill his son, the angel of the Lord stopped him. He saw that Abraham feared God and was willing to obey him. Then Abraham saw a ram caught by its horns in a thicket, and he sacrificed the ram instead of his son as an offering to God. And so God showed Abraham that a lamb